when I arrived in England, all I had is a pair of corduroy trousers, and I had a small easel with lots of paint. I was going to paint and tell the world my story, my suffering. So my mother kept on writing to me from Israel, this was already 49, that I must learn a trade because, you know, being a painter is not a trade, and if I want to get married and have a family, I need to make art. So I went to the labor exchange in Bishop Stortford. The girl at the office asked me what I want to learn. So I figured diamonds is no good for my lungs. I want to do something, jewelry, something to do with gold. So she kept looking through her files and said, I've got nothing in jewelry, but I've got something very similar. So I said, well, what is it? She said, dental mechanics. I didn't know even the meaning of that. So I said, okay, making false teeth, okay. And then I thought to myself, maybe that's my punishment, because when I was a little boy, I went to visit my grandfather in Volos, and I don't know, he put his two teeth in a glass. How I climbed up there, I don't know, but I know the glass fell down, and he broke one of his dentures, and I never heard the end of that. So I thought, maybe I learned to be a dental mechanic, that's my punishment. So when I came to London, the committee found me a job as a dental mechanic,